For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Whose team will take the win? Tim and Davo present The Draft on K-Rock.
Yeah, that's right. Every Friday, things get a little bit competitive in here, Tim, because we are doing The Draft.
You bring out the worst in me and I bring out the worst in you. We have a category every single week and we take turns drafting three things from whatever that category is. We've done like best green things, celebrities you'd want to be stuck on a desert island with, those kind of things.
Absolutely. Now, look, this week the theme is the best villains.
Okay.
Now, this is off a study that was online, a poll that went online, and the Joker was voted as the greatest villain of all time.
Okay. We're going to go with villains.
Joker, we're not allowed to choose. Not allowed. He's been declared the best, and he's not on our team. Yep.
Okay. Well, this week is your week to have the number one pick, Davo, so let's get into it. Remember, at the end of this, we're going to get someone to call through on 52232955 and decide who has drafted the best team of villains this week. Pick number one, Davo.
Number one, I'm going with Walter White from Breaking Bad.
Okay, all right, Walter White. I haven't seen the Breaking Bad, so
that's crazy.
Yeah, I know. I get a lot of feedback that people hate my guts about that one.
He's smart. He's right. Conniving. He's very, very clever.
Oh, I just realised I didn't select a draft pick. With my first pick in the draft, I'm going Darth Vader.
Okay.
Happy with that?
I've never seen Star Wars.
That's more offensive. Sorry. All right. Who's your second pick, Davo?
Second pick, I'm going for a personality hire, and I'm taking the Grinch.
Our lists could not be further apart. With my second pick, I am going to go Voldemort.
Ooh. Saucy.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Your third and final pick.
I'm nervous, but I think this one is an important one to have in my team.
Okay.
The Stingray who stole Steve Irwin.
I am speechless. I told you no real life villains.
No, we didn't say that. But he's the worst, so he definitely could get a gong.
That's crazy. Okay.
Try and find the worst villain.
For the last one, you might not know the name, but I'm going to go Hans Lander. He's in Inglourious Bastards. He's the bad guy that Christopher Waltz plays in Inglourious Bastards, and we don't like him. So that's my third and final. All right, Davo, I'll do this first.
Tim's team final.
I've gone Darth Vader, Voldemort, and Hans Lander. All right, let's see.
Davo's team final.
I've gone Walter White, the Grinch, and the Stingray who stole Steve Irwin.
Stole is the key word there. Five, Jesus Christ, 52232955. You call up now. Who has drafted the best team of villains? Zach from Warm Ponds. You called through first, so that means you are going to decide who's won the draft. We do have an honourable mention from Jazz in Belmont, though, Davo.
Yeah, she said that Davo's team took the win, and okay. I was very happy with Jazz. Thank you so much for the support.
Zach, are you a big fan in movies of like a really good bad villain?
No, I don't mind them. Don't mind them at all.
All right.
Now, you've obviously heard our picks, Zach. Do you have any questions or is there anything you need to talk through or do you have your choice?
I'll be honest, Tim, you kind of lost me a Darth Vader there.
Lost you a Darth Vader?
Never watched Star Wars, never gotten into Star Wars.
Me either.
But I'll be honest, Breaking Bad, I think Davo has taken my pick here.
All I do is win, win, win.
I hate how happy I am.
4 years old, Zach. You haven't seen Star Wars. What is wrong?
I have not seen Star Wars. Never been a fan.
Harry Potter? But he who shall not be named.
Never seen Harry Potter.
All right.
Why are you calling?
He's seen Breaking Bad.
Why are you calling?
He's seen the Grinch. He knows the Irwins.
The Stingray. Ruthless, Davo. Ruthless.
It was ruthless, but I'm a competitive gal, and I'm not going to lie, the glee in my heart, it's disgusting. Ah, oh, Zach, call up anytime.
Hung up on him. I just don't think you deserve it. It's just. Why would he call up if he hasn't seen all of those things? Oh, this is why we shouldn't let people on the show.
I would say two for two, though. They both chose Davo. Yep. Sorry.
Well.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Get out of this before it gets ugly.
Tim
and Davo. This year I've been getting my step count up and getting around the place, going on the trot.
Mate, you are trotting all over the place.
Yeah.
Trotsky.
I mean, we are. We're trying our best. I mean, it's a new year, new me.
The most impressive trotting, like you're walking to and from work, which is like that's always a huge win. Like you live close enough where it's super achievable. But it's the once you get home, have dinner, and you go out again.
Yeah.
Once I've had dinner, shut down that computer. I am not doing too much. Like, I'll take the dog for a walk, maybe. Mm-hmm. Short walk. But it takes a lot for me to do something after dinner.
You're going to really like this because if you want to get your step count up, I found a way you can do it. And it's very low effort.
Okay. Now, low effort, high reward. That's a good crossover.
I mean, you would think it is just walking, but I discovered a hack. Apparently, if you sit...
Good start. Great start. I'm listening.
If you sit on your chair and I use my iPhone to count my steps...
Right.
If you move your arm as though you are walking, it counts the steps.
Where did you... So, hey, Davo. I'm going to try and refrain from... talking how I think I
okay,
want
go on,
to.
What?
Is this something you've discovered on your own or did you find that, was this like a story on the internet? You saw it on like social media?
No, I discovered it on my own because I realized that my step count was going up when I was doing something with my phone at home.
Because when you're talking.
I'm talking, and whatever. I was like, oh, another 50 steps. What on earth is that? Wow. Now, the reason this is interesting, one, obviously, if you've got...
So careful with the interesting word there.
Well, I thought it ran by GPS.
Well, I think it's a combination of both.
It's not. It's not. I'm sitting in one spot, bro, and I'm moving my arm, and it's taking the steps. So, if you want to look like a stepping queen...
you just want the numbers, you don't want the outcome and the results...
Sometimes that's just as important.
You just need the numbers.
It's just as important for the satisfaction.
Well, absolutely earth-shattering news for a Friday. Take that into your weekend.
No, well, I did look it up and it said it detects the rhythmic, oh my God, up and down motion of walking and then it doesn't say anything about a GPS. So there you go, guys.
Huge win. I mean, I've got the smartwatch and it's... You've actually got to move with the smartwatch.
Got to take it off.
I'm not going to say the brand, but I got a newer one. The old brand, I used to be able to, if I was tapping or whatever, it would count it. This one, after a couple of weeks, I figured out, I was like, well, that's not going to work anymore.
So. Shortcut, life hack, whatever you want. I think it's a fantastic one.
The life coach we all needed.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
You know, growing up, particularly in the era that you and I grew up in, there were a lot of myths that sort of made its way through your school or your community. And as children, we all sort of believed it and gripped onto it.
Okay. Like, what do you mean, though?
Well, all right. Like, for instance, like Marilyn Manson removed his bottom rib.
The rib cage, yeah. Yeah, I don't know how that spread to every school so that he could...
Yeah,
himself. Yeah.
Yeah. And me, why being dead? No, no, no.
No, no, no.
But that sort of thing just sort of spread like wildfire.
I heard that one.
Yeah. So I wanted to go through a bit of a list of some of them.
With the Marilyn Manson one, you'd hear that at school and then you'd have to wait to go home and hopefully no one was on the phone so you could Google Marilyn Manson.
Okay. See,
and
I
figure
was
it out.
Before Google even. So, oh, I mean, we had dial up, but it wasn't something I went home to Google.
Ran to the library.
But I think the internet wasn't really prevalent as it is now. 100%. So those myths sort of got, you know, swept under the rug.
100%.
But look, I wanted to go through a few of them and see if this was some that you maybe believed when you were growing up.
Okay, let's go.
So one that was spreading around is McDonald's ice cream was made from pig fat.
Pig fat?
Mm.
No. Oh, I've never even heard that.
Really?
Was that one that went around your school?
Definitely. Absolutely.
That's
and
great.
When I started working there, everyone would say, oh, was the ice cream made of pig fat? And
yeah,
I was like,
it's
nah.
Actually, it's full dairy. And it's almost locally.
And even if it is, it's delicious. great people. What about when you went to like a water park and they say that someone once put razor blades on that slide?
Yeah, right. Whether it's like just a slide, not at a water park or a water park, and they're like, yeah, and they cut some legs up real bad. And I'm sure that's happened somewhere, mm-hmm. but not at every park or water slide in any town in this country.
Literally, yeah, it was every single one. What about someone took a cow upstairs on muck up day and then they couldn't get downstairs?
Well, so here's the thing. That did happen at my school.
Oh,
allegedly.
So it was original.
This is the thing. I believed it until maybe only a couple of years ago when I heard other people talk about it. I was like, oh, maybe someone was just taking the Mickey out of that. But yeah, at school, cows can't walk downstairs.
No,
that's the whole thing.
And every single school was told that this happened.
Okay, now I'm reflecting upon my group of friends.
What about if you see shoes thrown over the power line? There's a criminal that lives in the house.
Oh, no, mine was, that was where someone would go to make out.
Oh.
And you'd, like, make out and throw your shoes up. So, but there was something with shoes. Yeah. I don't know, that's weird.
And this last one, which I know everyone found out, Daddy Longlegs, apparently the most venomous spider, but they can't bite you.
I told that to my wife on Monday because our son was near one. I was like, no, it's all right. She's like, they're poisonous. I was like, don't worry. The teeth, they're too small. They won't be able to get into his skin.
Why did we all believe that?
I don't know. It's before the internet as well. So I don't know how it was getting around, but it had gotten around to all of us.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Do you like cheese?
Well, why, yes, I do. My favorite's Gouda.
What's your thoughts on cheese?
I like cheese. I think a lot of us like cheese. I have a tarnished relationship with cheese. I think my sister gaslit me into thinking I wouldn't like cheese for most of my life until I was late teenager.
You do strike me as someone that couldn't handle cheese, if I'm honest.
I was such a fussy eater. And I remember, like, in particular, like, for garlic bread, like, cheesy garlic bread, she'd be like, oh, you wouldn't like it. And I go, all right, fair enough. And then I had some and I was like, you bitch, what do you mean? What have you done? And then I have, like, I wouldn't say I'm a massive fan of grated cheese or anything like that, but like Parmesan cheese.
Ooh.
Hey, what's your number? What's your number, Parmesan cheese?
I really like cheese. A good cheese.
It's pretty good.
It just goes with everything. It's so delicious. It can really elevate any meal to the next level.
I like a crumbly cheese, like when you got like crackers out and those kind of things, like a peppered cheese. I could get around that.
Yeah,
cheese,
for so, sure. Yeah. Look, we just got onto Cheese Chat the other day. Cheese Chat. And the whole table lit up, didn't it? We were talking about it at lunchtime. The whole table lit up and we all went around the table talking about our favourite cheese, and the passion behind our voices actually should be considered a little shameful.
No, I think when, like, obviously there's something within our waters here in the universe where human beings, like, we like a couple of things and cheese is one of them. Like, that's pretty.
Us and rats.
Yeah. You know, we're big fans of cheese. Parmesan Reggiano, to me, like any Parmesan cheese, like I know how it's made and I still will go, yeah. And like when someone says that's not a vegetarian product, you go, how? I don't care. I'll still eat it.
Yeah, I am a huge fan of Mersey Valley.
That's nice. Yeah, we love a Mers, you know, all the different types that the Mers has for us.
Or imagine adding feta to literally anything. It's just fantastic.
See, this is like those soft cheeses. They're the only ones that I can't mess with.
Oh.
Like a blue cheese or like where it's too stretchy. Nah. Like I want a firm, hard, rigid, crumbly cheese.
Look, we just thought we want to invite you into a passionate chat on a Friday afternoon. What's your favourite cheese?
The cheese tax, the cheese tax.
You gotta pay the cheese tax every time you're cooking when the cheese comes.
Oh, the whole, you got the whole song.
Oh, sorry, yeah. It's a fantastic song.
Yes, the cheese tax is something in life where, especially if you've, you know, got a little dog that's around, and you're walking past, what do you got to give them?
Cheese tax.
It's a cheese tax. Give them some cheese. We can hit the phones on 522-232-955. What is it? Simple as what's your favourite cheese?
Yeah, sure.
Do you think there's anyone passionate enough that matches our energy when we're talking about cheese that's listening right now? Because maybe you and I are on a different plane here, a little bit higher, and maybe we just both really like cheese.
Or are you passionate about cheese? Are you passionate about cheese? Do you love it?
Show us you care. It's about time somebody called up this show, committed to the program and what we're investing in today, which is your favourite cheese.
It's Giving Friday afternoon. Give us a call.
Zach from Warm Ponds. Davo, you've got a very important question for him.
Are you a mouse?
Absolutely not, Dave.
Oh, we started with absolutely. So that's something a mouse would say to try and force. But, Zach, so you're a big fan of cheese.
Love it. I don't think I can go a meal without cheese or anything cheese-related, even cheese sauce. Anything cheese is just great.
Okay. Now, what's your poison? What's your favourite?
Bit of a controversial one. You either love it or you hate it. It's those Simply Sandwich slices, the home brand one from like Coles, just the one you rip out of the plastic and you can have it straight away, chuck it on the sandwich. It goes good either way.
I can't believe that's your favourite. I mean, I get that it's got its charm, it's for sure. I used to love that on white bread with some butter.
Oh.
Like obviously toasted. No, that's crossed the line for you, Zach. How are you eating it?
I think he was agreeing there.
Oh, okay.
No, you're speaking dirty to me now, Dave.
Oh, my God. Great. It's a filthy Friday, isn't it? Jeez, Zach.
Careful, you two. Remember, we are live.
I'm giggling now.
Not appropriate.
Anyway, come on.
No, you know how Zach sometimes, like maybe if you work with someone and they go, oh, I haven't got any food, and you do that shallow, oh, like I've got this food, like if you want it, and mostly you're kind, and you go, no, that's all right. The other week, Davo said she hadn't got any food, and I was like, oh, I got some like ham and cheese in the fridge, and she's like, yeah, I'll have that cheese. Like she took it. She knew that she wanted it. So is that something like if you see cheese, are you taking cheese?
Oh, 100%. Cheese is not safe in my house.
I will just ask you one more time, mate. Are you a mouse?
Look, I'm sort of thinking I am now. I don't know.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.